I once thought of love as a prison, a place I didn't want to be. So long ago, I made a decision to be footloose and fancy free. But you came and I was so tempted to gamble on love just one time.
This is Maggie Rodden, and this is the Unsolicited Opinion. If you would like to call into the show today, 800-313-9443 is the number to do that. My guest this morning is Dr. Ileana Johnson-Powell, and call in if you so desire. Go ahead, John, or Dr. Powell. If you go ahead, John.
I'll finish up real quick because it's about to get noisy here. Dr. Johnson, I wasn't really saying necessarily that we shouldn't use paper and pencil. What I'm saying is that some people think spatially very well. Others have to have it written down. There are ways to use pencil and paper to do long division with much less process, a lot fewer steps, with more accurate results because of the rules of mathematics. So my problem is that the teachers could not allow the students to get ahead of the, or maybe even to show that they had more comprehension of the material than the teacher does. They couldn't allow that.
I don't know, John, because you said you and I are the same age. I don't know if that was necessarily the reason, or if it wasn't more that they wanted to make sure you could show your work to prove that you were actually doing the work and you weren't peeking over Janie's shoulder ahead of you. You know what I mean?
Well, I understand, Maggie, but when you're doing the work, And you know, put me in another room. If I get the answer in my head, what benefit is it to me to have to prove to them, except that I have the answer? If I'm doing it in my mind, or I'm doing it on, the ruled paper with the number two pencil, what difference does it make?
Well, I can tell you one thing today, John, is that they can't get the right answer, whether they're doing the work or even if they're cheating, they can't get the right answer, because the kid they're cheating off of doesn't have the right answer either, so.
Anyway, well, that's our conundrum, John, because there are few people in the category that you describe who can actually do it in their head and come up with the right answer. There are very few people who do that. So the majority of us have to use pencil and paper to arrive at the right answer. They have to draw the figure in order to be able to see spatially. More people now can understand geometry better in trigonometry because now you have computer models and programs that help you see in space even quicker than you can actually draw it. So the short answer is there are very few people who are like you who can come up with the answer in their head. And yes, I understand there should be a way to isolate you in a different category of people, but you would be extremely lonely. You would be on your own. You're just as better off to be homeschooled.
You got anything you want to add, John? I don't know what happened to John. All right. You still there, John? Oh, he dropped. Okay. Dr. Johnson, I got a question. They wanted me to ask you, how did you manage to avoid becoming a criminal in Romania?
They who?
Did you always obey the law in Romania?
Well, yes, I always obeyed the law. I was scared to death of the commies, but I did come in crosshairs when I decided to come to the United States. Now, I could not avoid that, but yes, I pretty much stayed out of trouble.
Listen, everybody, we're going to break. My guest, Dr. Ileana Johnson-Powell. We'll be back in 3 minutes. 800-313-9443 is the number to call. 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept! That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Hey everybody, this is Maggie Rodden. This is the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show here on Republic Broadcasting Network. My guest this morning is Dr. Ileana Johnson-Pau. She is a prolific writer. You can read the articles that she writes on CanadaFreePress.com. She has also written a book called Echoes of Communism, which is available on Amazon and on Kindle. For those of you who would like to read her work, she is a very, very prolific writer. I want to make one announcement, Dr. Pau, and then we'll take another caller, okay?
Okay.
Someone had sent this to me, and this is for people up in Montana. There will be this Occupy Big Mountain, which is, this is on Saturday from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m., and I guess that must be mountain time, I'm guessing. Montana is in mountain time because they, I guess they want to force them to take down a statue that's up there of Jesus Christ on Big Mountain, and it's a historic monument under attack by Freedom from Religion out of Wisconsin and the federal government out of D.C. What else is new? Our government is against us. They certainly aren't for us. But there is a Facebook page for you, for those of you who are interested in taking a peek at it. It's called Save Big Mountain Jesus Statue. For those of you who'd like to get involved, but the people out in Montana or nearby areas, they are getting together on top of Big Mountain, and it says drive to the top of Northern Lights Road and walk to the statue from home again. Whatever that means, I'm not quite sure. However, that's this Saturday from 10 to noon, and I just thought it was worthy of mentioning because, you know what, we are a nation founded on Christianity, and it seems to be under attack in our country. So anyway, let's go to another caller. We have Lisa down in Texas. Hi, Lisa. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. Thanks.
Good.
Thank you, Dr. Johnson, also for being here.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi. Your work is great, and I read you quite often.
Thank you.
I just wanted to say I think we are at the point where we have got to take drastic action. Many of us know the problems and the roots of them, which are global communism being conducted at from the federal level. And so I wanted to offer drastic solutions that I'm not sure how they would be implemented unless you elected Ron Paul. But we have got, number one, I think we have got to do away with the Department of Education on a federal level. We have to return the control over our schools to as local of a level as possible to give parents the ability to, you know, to choose what they want their children to learn. I think people get to almost a Stockholm syndrome state, which brings them to a point of apathy when they feel like we can't fight against the federal behemoth. So that's why everybody is so apathetic, in my opinion, in addition to TV, of course. But the other thing we need to do, in addition to getting rid of the Department of Education, is we're going to have new teaching schools. My mother has brought this up countless times. The teachers are being indoctrinated so they can indoctrinate the children. And until we solve that problem as well, we can't get back to a vibrant, true education system. So those are my ideas. It's the answer to globalism, in my opinion, is localism and bring the power closer to the people. And like it was, you know, in the beginning of our country, I would like to hear both of your opinions on that and how you think we could start to take some action.
Okay, Lisa, thanks.
Thank you, Dr.
Johnson, go ahead.
Yes, well, I wrote an article about this. I've done some extensive research. The students' achievement has started going down pretty much after 1979 when the College of Education the Department of Education was established. And I totally agree with you on closing the Department of Education. We would be saving about $70 billion and many, many overlapping agencies and bureaucracy that do nothing but burden schools with ridiculous requirements and requests and rules and regulations. I totally agree. But I do want to add one thing. We also have to get parents involved in their children's education. They're no longer involved. When I was growing up, one of the things that happened under communist totalitarianism was that parents were forced to actually go to school once a month and be in meetings with their child and with their teachers and work on issues of study habits, learning, and all of that. I think that was the only positive thing that ever came out of communism that I can think of. Now, nobody holds parents accountable for their students' performance, so consequently, they go along with any kind of indoctrination program that the teacher dreams up or comes down the pike from the Department of Education. And I have one example from a nearby county where the teacher has actually told her students that they cannot use any outside help for their work the entire year other than what she tells them and what the textbook says. And her explanation was because some students do not have access to information. They cannot even ask their parents. Well, I don't know about you, but we have libraries, we have computers in all schools. Everybody has equal access to information. So this was a blatant attempt at indoctrinating these children, and there was only one parent who was paying attention, who saw the form that came with the student's home to be signed. She probably was the only one who read it. Everybody else just signed it and sent it on through. So I place some of the blame with parents.
Agreed. Yes, definitely.
Yeah, I agree with you there, Dr. Powell. Lisa, anything else? Otherwise, I'm going to cut you loose, my dear.
That is all. Thank you.
Thank you,
welcome.
Lisa.
Thanks for calling, Lisa. I appreciate it. Yeah, you know, it's amazing, Dr. Powell, how little involvement, little interest, absolutely, and in many instances, absolutely no interest whatsoever parents exhibit in the raising of their children. None at all. It's like they're, not even a part of them.
I agree. When my children were in second and third grade, respectively, on the first day of school, the parents were asking, are my children going to get a free lunch? And I was so shocked. I took my children out of school, out of public school, and I sent them to a Baptist school for the first 6 formative years. And I had to work 3 jobs to pay for that because I couldn't afford it. But I did not want them in that kind of environment.
Well, around here, I think in the district that I'm in, I think they spend close to $20,000 per pupil per year. And I'm telling you, most of them can't find their way out of a paper bag. It's a sad state of affairs. They really can. And it's, of course, really no fault of their own because they're thrown into a system that, you know, it makes kids invalids. Really, they're not interested in making them functioning members of society. It makes them cripples. And I know that's not a politically correct word to use, but you know what? I'm not into political correctness here. I'm into the truth, and I don't care about that political correctness crap. Yeah, exactly. It wants to. We have a system designed to keep people and enable them to be cripples, invalids, incapable of getting out of their own way, incapable of doing anything with their lives. And it starts, it's right from the get-go. It's just, you know, after a while you get so sick of hearing about this crap.
To answer the guy's questions they asked earlier, how did I get in trouble in school, I didn't want to get in trouble because there was a shame attached to it. If I got in trouble, my parents were called to school, they got in trouble, society really frowned upon having a problem child. So many times I kept questions to myself, and if I did ask questions, I tried to be a little more politically correct, so to speak, so that I wouldn't get my parents in trouble, or I would just read on my own. I wouldn't ask questions.
You know, I've referenced this book that I had been reading called The Language Police, and it was talking about the censorship in the textbooks. And one of the stories that they censored out of the textbook was a story about a blind kid who climbed a mountain, true story, and they didn't want other kids to read about this, and they didn't want the fact that he was blind mentioned because they claimed that blind people had no type of handicap whatsoever, and the fact that they couldn't see did not put them at a disadvantage. Now, I don't know what kind of drugs these people are doing, but you know what? I'd rather have my sight than not have my sight. And to try to claim that if someone who's blind isn't at a disadvantage over a sighted person is absolutely nonsense. It's absolutely nonsense. But this is the kind of crap. Instead of writing a story about a marvelous feat, it would be a marvelous feat for anybody, sighted or not, to say that you couldn't put an article about someone who achieved the ability, they climbed a mountain and they were blind to boot, and to say that that's not a laudable activity or is not noteworthy because, oh, he didn't do anything exceptional is nonsense. But this is the crap that's out there.
I agree.
I don't know. I can't take it much anymore, Dr. Powell. I'm telling you, about all I can't stand no more. I am not kidding. Anyway, anything else you want to throw in about our illustrious school system here? Otherwise, I was thinking we could move on to maybe smart meters or what they're doing in Maryland with the Jetty.
Yeah, let's move on to smart meters because I have some good news on that. I have some bad news and some good news. Which one do you want to hear first?
I don't know. Well, I know we're going to put we're going to hit a break in about a minute, and then you can pick.
Oh, okay.
You can pick, okay? You decide.
I'll start with a good news first.
Okay, that'll be your mission if you decide to take it on while we're on break for 3 minutes. You decide what we're going with. We'll be back in 3 minutes, everybody. My guest, Dr. Ileana Johnson-Powell. This is The Unsolicited Opinion. Don't go away. We're coming back.
purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkey's are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP brick packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Hey everybody, this is Maggie Rodden. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. 800-313-9443 is the number, 800-313-9443. My website, three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com, theunsolicitedopinion.com. I will link to Dr. Ileana Johnson-Powell's, well, she doesn't have a website, but she writes for Canada Free Press, so I'll put that up on mine under the tab entitled Podcast. And before we go on to smart meters, Dr. Powell, I just wanted to make one more comment about the blind fellow who climbed the mountain. You know, instead of them looking at that as a story about someone who could be an inspiration to kids and say, gee, if he can do it, I can do it, or I could do whatever I'm struggling with at that point in time. Of course, they negate the positive aspects of that article in its entirety, and it's just absolutely nonsense. It's nonsense. Anyway, let's talk about smart meters. We getting the good or the bad first? What are we getting?
Okay, they're good.
Okay, good.
Okay, well, we get so many bad news, we need to hear some good news first. The California's investor-owned utilities has begun quietly to replace smart meters with analog meters for citizens that have reported adverse health effects. And, of course, as soon as consumer rights and other groups heard about it, they demanded immediately that their wireless devices be removed from their homes. And all this information came from Joshua Hart and his organization called StopSmartMeters.org, and you can Google that and go to his, it's a very good site. And the reason they're starting this in California because they've already had a class action lawsuit of millions of citizens who joined because at first their bills have tripled. You know, they claim that by having this meter and being connected to the smart grid, your electric bill will go down, and that was not the case. It actually had tripled in California. And then they had all these fires. The things are exploding and catching on fire, some of them. They've had health issues ranging from nausea, dizziness, heart palpitations, headaches, tinnitus, which is ringing in the ears, insomnia, and extensive radiation exposure associated with these powerful wireless devices, most of which emit 68 times a minute information back to the mothership, to the power company.
Oh, beam me up, Scotty.
Beam me up, Scotty. There's no intelligence life down here.
No, I know it, right?
And then also, and their installation in California has been very stealthy and deceptive because you could opt out of it, but if you weren't home, they installed it anyway in your absence, and even if you told them don't do it, they did it in your absence anyway. And such was the case of a lady named Caitlin Phillips of Santa Cruz, California. She had really severe headaches and other symptoms from her smart meter, which was right on the wall outside next to her bed. And she was the first person that the PG&E, Pacific Gas and Electric in California, reinstalled on October 28th an analog meter. What she had done, she went to this organization first that Joshua Hart runs, and he gave her information where to go to purchase one and get a professional to install it. So she had one temporarily installed, and as soon as she did, her symptoms went away. And then, of course, she traveled to San Francisco, I believe, and she complained about her issues and testified, and PG&E immediately reinstalled their analog meter, you know, brand new, so she's now perfectly fine. And so now everybody is happy that it's going to happen to more and more people. And an administrative law judge is overseeing a current opt-out proceeding also in California with the California Public Utilities Commission. And he said, and this is a direct quote, there are hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of people suffering in their homes from forced smart meter radiation, end of quote. So hopefully more and more people will have them replaced. The problem is that some of them are being replaced with not an analog meter, but a wireless ready one, which Joshua Hart says that these have been associated with health problems as well from dirty electricity frequencies that pass into a home via the electrical wiring. So I guess you take the lesser evil. But Susan Brinkman, who is the director of the San Diego-based Center for Electrosmog Prevention, said, quote, at this point, the burden of responsibility is on the utilities to demonstrate that any new meter they want to install in our homes is safe. Communities have the right to retain analog meters at no extra charge. This was apropos because some guy, I forgot which state he was in, now has to pay an extra $35 each month to have a guy to his home to read the analog meter.
Yeah, well, you know, when they got Big Brother sitting on the corner, they could have the zoning Nazis or Bolsheviks or whatever you want to call them. Since they're wandering around spying over people's fences and looking in their windows and that kind of stuff, they could teach them how to read the meters, and they could, you know, we could kill two birds with one stone. Listen, you know, really, we've got to go to break, everybody. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Don't change the dial. We shall return.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rob, and this is The Unsolicited Opinion. If you want to get in contact with me, my website is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com, theunsolicitedopinion.com. I have a lot of great information on my website. I have linked to a lot of other websites with tons of information, so please go there, check it out, especially check the tab out on my website entitled UN Agenda 21 Sustainable Development, because what we're talking about today, what we talked about with the educational system, what we're talking about now with Dr. Leanna Johnson-Powell about the smart meters are all related to that one evil beast from which springs all of this stuff that these evil people are plotting and planning and implementing to enslave all of us. And Dr. Powell escaped from Romania, and now she'll live on the prison planet called Earth if we don't stop it, right?
Yes, absolutely. I do have two more positive pieces of information about Agenda 21, and
good.
Then we have to go to the negative ones. Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
Okay, here's another good piece of information, still Agenda 21. Representative Matt Shea from Washington State, reported the creation of an anti-UN Agenda 21 caucus in the Washington State Legislature, so that's great.
Yeah, definitely.
And then the Wisconsin Legislature has introduced two bills, Assembly Bill 303 and Senate Bill 225, to allow governments to repeal comprehensive development plans that were forced under smart growth legislation. And for those of you who know, smart growth is part of Agenda 21. The bill eliminates the grant program that was set up to finance the smart growth planning. And this is from the American Policy Center, which is run by Tom DeWeese. And he also mentioned that James City County, Virginia, and Lexington, Virginia, kicked out or rejected ICLEI, I-C-L-E-I, the International Coalition of Local Environmental Initiatives, which is kind of the green monster that's been sneaking throughout our country, pushing this Agenda 21. And then there are several more communities across the nation that are making similar decisions. So that's really, really good news.
Oh,
the
yeah,
bad
that's,
news,
that's
the bad
excellent.
News, what is in my own backyard at George Mason University, on the 19th of October, they have a sustainable living roadshow, which I didn't even know existed. It's like a travel carnival. They go from schools to school, from community to community, elementary, middle, public schools, universities, and they're basically pushing Agenda 21, the smart growth, protecting the environment. And I, if you go to their website, you have pictures, you see pictures of energetic young people holding signs that read things like, toss out fossil fuels, we're ready, green jobs now. And they're emphasizing a global culture, which is another element of UN Agenda 21. So it's a really powerful assault on impressionable young minds to erase any trace of our culture, our nationality, our borders, our sovereignty. And furthermore, talking about green jobs, there's no such thing as a green job or a green industry. Yes, we make solar panels and we make windmills, but they are not anywhere near enough to replace the energy from fossil fuels. We cannot toss them out. They are just renaming traditional jobs. They're renaming them green. Everybody has gotten on this green monster bandwagon.
Oh, because they're nitwits.
Yeah,
that's
because
why they're
being
they're
brainwashed. And did you know that George Mason University has a sustainability department?
Oh, they all do, and
I was just shocked. Well, the last bad piece of information, we is in Maryland, of course, the Communist Republic of Maryland.
You aren't kidding.
Monday, they've had, this past Monday, the 31st of October, they had a forum that Carroll County Board of Commissioners set up of various speakers, and they were quite famous international speakers, to prove that this global warming is a bunch of a hogwash and to debunk what Governor O'Malley wants to do with his Plan Maryland, which is in its final phase. And for those listeners who don't know what Plan Maryland is, the governor wants to preserve 400,000 acres of forest and farmland over the next 20 years. And he wants to triple the sewer tax, and he does not want to allow farmers to build homes on agricultural land anymore by telling them they cannot have sewer systems on two-acre plots of land. They would have to be in town close to an existing sewer system on a half-acre piece of land. And
well, that reminds me, let me interject one thing here, Dr. Powell. That reminds me of Portland, Oregon has an urban growth boundary that surrounds their city. And for the farmers who are outside, or the people who own land outside of this urban growth boundary, they are restricted as well to being able to build on their own property. So the farmer in Oregon, he needs to make $80,000 a year for 2 years in a row before they will allow him to build a home on his own property.
That's outrageous.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Well, go ahead. I just wanted to throw that in when you mentioned the homes that the farmers would not be allowed to build on the land. Go right ahead, Dr.
Yeah, they already have a $30 flush tax, and he wants to triple it by the end of the year. He wants to build an expensive offshore development of windmills. He wants to impose higher taxes for transportation, gasoline tax increases, and he's pushing for a very expensive Chesapeake Bay cleanup, which, you know, it's a good idea over the long haul, but it will cost counties billions of dollars and many, many jobs, according to the Washington Post. And the farmers are angry and up in arms because Annapolis is telling how communities across the state should develop, and it's wrong and arrogant because he thinks that is the best thing for Maryland. And who gave him the authority to, well, not the authority, but the knowledge to know what's best for the entire state? And another interesting thing is Mr. Pitkin, the Senate Majority Whip, said that basically Governor O'Malley is at war with rural Maryland. That's a direct quote. There were four very famous people at this summit on Monday. Lord Christopher Monckton from England. He was policy advisor to Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher. He has been, you know, debunking this climate global warming hogwash. Then they had Wendell Cox, who is the principal of an international urban policy firm and senior fellow at an economic institute in Quebec. And he totally opposes densifying urban areas, which is what Governor O'Malley wants to do, move everybody into an approved corridor. And I believe that corridor is called the Baltimore-Washington corridor. As long as you build in that area, approved area, it's okay. But Mr. Cox is against densifying urban areas because he found data that it contributes to air pollution levels and causes terrible health hazards. There was another gentleman, Patrick Moffitt, who actually served under the Clinton-Gore administration on the White House Committee on Environmental Technology. And he is also against this Agenda 21. And there was George Frigon, F-R-I-G-O-N, who is the co-author of U.S. EPA Manual for Wastewater Treatment for Small Communities. And last but not least, Ed Brady, who is the executive director of the American Dream Coalition, which opposes smart growth policies, or UN Agenda 21. At this meeting, there were some protesters, of course, coming from, I mean, the area is 98% Democrat in where they held the summit in Pittsville. And the 1,000 Friends of Maryland is their organization, that's their name. They call the event totally absurd. And the only explanation they had why they thought it was absurd, through Andrew Ratner from the Maryland Department of Planning, they said that the panel was fairly loaded because some of the speakers' areas of expertise have nothing to do with Maryland. Really?
Well, you know, Dr. Powell, that 1,000 Friends of Maryland, each state has a group that claims they're the 1,000 Friends of. Pennsylvania has a group calls themselves the 10,000 Friends of Pennsylvania. One of the hustles that these people do, these commies, is what they do is they try to make themselves look bigger than they really are by calling themselves something like 1,000 Friends of Maryland, as if there's actually 1,000 members in their group, and there isn't. There's just, you know, some dirtball who created a tax-exempt foundation, applied for a grant so that our tax dollars could fund their lifestyle while they go around the country trying to shred the Constitution and deny people their freedom and liberty. So that's all they are. They're just a bunch of hustlers. We've got them here in Pennsylvania. Every state has them. 10,000 Friends of Pennsylvania, please. They can go pound salt, too.
Well, apparently O'Malley, the governor, is using a 1974 law to enact this plan Maryland without any hearings or action from the General Assembly, from the legislators, and he's
kind of like
via
executive order, more or less.
Yeah, though. Exactly, like an executive order without any legislative approval. And He claims that by doing this, he will save $1.5 billion annually for roads that will not be built to new developments, and also hundreds of millions of dollars that he would have had to spend in order to improve water and sewer systems.
Well, one of the things that I read your article that you had written about this, one of the things that I thought was rather telling was how they declare that a home on 2 acres with a septic system is now urban sprawl.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, but if you were to go live in the green ghetto on a half-acre plot and they hooked you up to the sewer so that you could have somewhere to put that 5 gallons of water you'll be allowed to use a day, then somehow that was acceptable. But people have to really think about what this urbanization of your lifestyle will be, because you'll be living in a concrete jungle.
Yes, basically.
That's exactly what it's going to be.
Totally exposed to disease, inability to grow any kind of food, inability to go very far. You're just almost like a rat trapped in a maze. And I remember growing up under communism and not having mobility, because when you are in these, high-rise, highly dense urban areas, you really can't go anywhere else much, particularly if they're not going to maintain roads.
Yeah, where are you going?
And you're like a rat trapped in a maze, and that's how we felt. We were in our own little world within a radius of 5-6 miles, or however far your feet could carry you, or the rickety buses they had, and that was our world. We always dreamed of, oh, how wonderful it would be to go such and such a place that was only 60 or 70 miles away, which Americans don't think anything of. But to me at the time, and to us, it was like almost like the equivalent of going to the moon.
Sure,
or going to
sure.
another country was totally out of the question.
Yes. Yeah, nobody really, or few people, I should say, who push this agenda actually step back and think it through and think what life will really be like. It's all, everybody's palms getting greased and that kind of thing, and they're promoting these agendas, but they don't step back and they don't really think, well, what kind of a life am I condemning myself, my children, my grandchildren, my posterity to? What kind of a life will it be locked in a green ghetto?
And what disease outbreak will there be with millions and millions of people in such close proximity?
Well, they're going to kill off 85% of us, so they figure whoever's going to be left, they'll be living in the green ghetto. They'll kill us off. They're going to not provide health care services. They're screwing around with these genetically modified plants and soy and corn and all these other crops that are all genetically modified. We don't know what they're doing to us. And I mean, this is like something out of a Frankenstein movie. It really is when you think about all these different things these people are implementing, and so many of these people that just go along with it, and they think, oh, this is a good idea.
Yeah, I know. If you had told me this in 1978 when I moved to this country from communism to freedom, I would have thought you to be nuts. But it's happening. It has been planned from the 60s. And it's just now bearing fruit, but it has accelerated in the last 3, 4, 5 years to the point that it is frightening every day.
Isn't it, though? And, the more frightening thing I find, Dr. Powell, and I'm not sure, oftentimes I think, well, maybe I'm just not saying the right words, but it's so difficult to get people to take action, to do anything, to go to a town council meeting, to go to a school board meeting, to get them to do anything, to take some action to prevent this from happening, to stop it in its tracks, to reverse course. It's very hard to get people to do anything. Most people don't want to get involved. They don't want to make waves. They don't want to draw attention to themselves. They want their life to go on as it is. I've got my kids in college. I want them to get through college. I don't want my husband to lose his job. I don't want any of those things. I just want life to keep going along. I don't want my family to be broken up. And those are all great and wonderful things, but the reality is all that stuff's going to happen anyway.
Yeah, there's almost like a malaise, a complacency that's unbelievable. I wonder, where is the American DNA of get up and go and do something, make it happen, stop it, It's amazing.
Yeah, it really is.
And another thing that's coming up, or I'm changing the subject to these occupiers from Wall Street, which, by the way, if you go to the Daily Caller today, they have pictures of the homes where some of these rabble-rousers from Occupy Wall Street live in $850,000 homes. So they're not really poor.
Yeah, no.
But there's another group now who are going to encircle the White House on November 6th.
Hold that thought, Dr. Powell, because we got to go to the last break of the show today. We'll be right back in 3 minutes, everybody. Don't go.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
If you're gonna play in Texas, you gotta have a fiddle in the band. That lead guitar is hot, but not for Louisiana man. So rousing up that bowl for faded love and let's all dance. If you're gonna play in Texas, you gotta have a fiddle in the band. I remember down in Houston, we were putting on a show. When a cowboy in the back stood up and yelled, "Hot Night Joe!" He said, "We love what you're doing."
Jeez, I just realized, here I am talking, and I realized I had my microphone muted because I've been sitting here eating sunflower seeds, and I started to choke on them, so I had to mute the microphone. And then I'm talking, wondering why, and nobody's hearing me, and the music isn't going down. So there you go. Dr. Powell, you wanted to comment. We've only got a couple minutes left. You wanted to comment on something about the Occupy Wall Streeter people. So please
go ahead.
Yeah,
it's kind of an offshoot of Occupy Wall Streeters. It's part of the John Podesta group, you know, connected to this administration. And they're going to encircle the White House on November 6th, I guess in 3 days. Just to me, they're protesting actually big oil. Just another environmentalist, if it was up to them, the whole country would be one big wilderness with corridors for human passage, probably on our way to some uninhabitable desert. It's absolutely insane. I read the other day that it is illegal for border patrols to drive their vehicles through federally protected land in the exercise of their duties. But it is okay for illegal aliens to roam the same area and leave it a wasteland, trashed with garbage, plastic containers, diapers, human refuse. The destructive illegal crossing through protected lands do not harm the environment. So
yeah,
it's absolutely insane. And these people are, you know, supported by Sierra Club and other supporters, and they are. Trying to shut down the tar sands of the Keystone XL pipeline that's coming from Canada, that's going to bring, you know, cheap oil to Texas to,
yeah, and maybe
know,
a
to
job
refine.
Or two, huh?
So these are the people who are also responsible for that. They're called the Public Citizens Climate and Energy Program, just another socialist/communist group trying to prevent capitalist development. And they're making it look like it's the president's fault. They're protesting at him, but they're really protesting big oil, and they're going to encircle the White House. It's absolutely insane.
I know. Listen, Dr. Powell, I want to thank – we're running out of time here, kiddo. I want to thank you again for coming on with me. I always enjoy it. Dr. Ileana Johnson-Powell, you can find her articles. Oh, you're welcome. Thank you so much. You can find her articles on Canada Free Press. You can buy her book, Echoes of Communism, on Amazon and on Kindle, if you're into Kindle. Listen, everybody, check it out. Check out her articles. She's a great writer. Smart cookie, you know that. All you got to do is just listen to her talk, and you already can figure that out. Anyway, thanks, Dr. Powell, for coming on with
me.
Thanks,
Maggie.
I always enjoy it very much. Hey, listen, everybody. Now, listen, there's another great show following mine. Deanna Spingola is up next. Don't change that dial. You know, I love to go to Oz. Somewhere Over the Rainbow is a wonderful place to be. You got to keep your chin up. We got people like Dr. Ileana Johnson-Powell in the world who are fighting for you and I. So don't lose heart. Better days are coming. And the sun will come up tomorrow because it always does. Take care, everybody. I'll be back tomorrow.
There must be. It's not a place you can get to by a boat or a train. It's far, far away. Behind the moon, beyond the rain.